Here I will give you a perfect relation of a young female that lived near Ukraine, who used to ramble for her recreation, though her poor husband did sigh and complain. Who was, it seems, a young, honest, poor tailor, which was not able to give her content. At length she met with a jolly, brisk sailor, and to a tavern they lovingly went. This seaman called for store of canary, which was sufficient to keep out the cold. Thus for a while they were heartily merry, for why, his pockets were lined with gold. Thus interchanging their tender embraces, while in the tavern together they stayed. Still he admitted her amorous graces, and like two lovers together they played. My dearest creature, said he, I had rather have thee than any fair lady I know. Therefore this night we will both lodge together, home to the tailor my dear shall not go. We will enjoy all the raptures of pleasure, a sweeter creature sure never was known. I will endow thee with part of my treasure, and let the tailor this night lie alone. As he the charms of this jilt did admire, and every beautiful feature adore, she did immediately grant his desire, thinking thereby for to rifle his store. Said she, I'll seize all the cargo about him, and then his courage will surely be laid. And down the stairs I will soon steal without him, for it is reason I should be well paid. The seaman never feared rock, wind, nor weather, which the young female she cunningly saw. And as they both did sit drinking together, out from his fob she his guineas did draw. And the young seaman, he chanced to perceive her, yet not a tittle or word did he say. Thought he, I now am resolved to leave her in sad vexation before morning day. She had no sooner laid hold of the booty, but down the stairs she was ready to go. Said the young seaman, my amorous beauty, will call the drawer, it must not be so. Seeing, alas, she could not be admitted, again to drinking canary they fell. Certainly never was woman so fitted. Oh, 'tis a sorrowful story to tell. Their lodging in the next room was prepared, where the young seaman soon laid her asleep. Though he with drinking was tired and wearied, his eyes from slumber all night he did keep. And before morning he seized on his treasure, which to her pocket she fairly conveyed. Said he, "Thou now shalt be plagued out of measure, a just example of thee shall be made." Her silken coat that was laid down with laces, her flowered gown with rich coronet also, this seaman early next morning embraces, and down the stairs did immediately go. Thus no apparel, alas, did he leave her, whereby to rig her when she should awake. Since she did rob him, he vowed to deceive her, aboard on ship straight his way he did take. Missing her gallant, how she lamented, and for her husband was forced to send, who like an honest good man was contented, saying she want the first that did offend. It was along of this rascal the sailor, his wife he then was unwilling to blame. Now there is work for this honest poor tailor, to clothe and rig his young Jenny again.